So we're going to do, we say we'll do this diocese. Oh, what old doctor. We're up to the diocese. So the diocese says, Tavis Devi Masko, Ile Mashlis Bezo. Mashma, the Ain Sark Levaze is called Mimino, Liknos Estrig. Okay. How is it mashma? Mashma means that it's not conclusive, it's only mashma. Why is it mashma and why isn't it conclusive? Yeah, so what do you people say? We're starting easy. Why is it mashma?
Maybe our Gemara is not mitzvah of Eris.
Yeah, okay. In other words, that's how it's not conclusive. Why is it mashma? Because the Gemara says that that can't be pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. Yivis ramine tlasa mitzvasa leise v'kuda beise. That can't be. But it's only a mashma because the Gemara is not necessarily by mitzvah of Eris. So why is it mashma? Because I guess if a mitzvah of Eris is different, so the Gemara should have just answered that Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi, I don't know why I'm playing Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Huna Rav Zera, Rav Zera Rav Huna, was talking about a mitzvah of Eris. So the fact that the Gemara doesn't make an ukimta that Rav Zeira Rav Huna was by a mitzvah of Eris is mashma that we're speaking even by a mitzvah of Eris. And you don't have to give kol eino tzarach.
Maybe mitzvah of Eris, you have to give everything. So that wasn't, the Gemara knew that for sure. The Gemara was only contemplating mitzvah shein of Eris.
Okay, so maybe that's why it's only mashma. That sounds okay. In other words, the Gemara Tavis probably feels that that's daichik. How would the Gemara know that for sure, that by mitzvah of Eris you have to give all your money? So that may be very good. It's not, you. It's a possibility. So you're helping Tavis. In other words, it's not conclusive. You could say like you, that the reason why the Gemara didn't make an okimto mitzvah of Eris because they knew it's not true that fakir, you'd have to give even more than a third. But that's taichik. How would they learn? They knew that. So taivis says mashma the answer of as they've called mimino because pashas the gemara is speaking even by a mitzvah verse. Okay. Then it says bafilo shlish bezo mashma delo mechay. So now Tavis is adding a second diak. Not only is it mashma that you don't have to give all your money, but it's mashma, you don't even have to give a third of your money. Okay. So we had a kasha and shir today. Anyone have a guess what the kasha is, or should I tell you? Well, first here, if anyone has a guess. We're being fetchy. A kvetchy kasha. I don't know if it's so kvetchy. I mean, it's but not necessarily a lumdish question, just a reading question.
It sounds like Tosis is repeating the Gemara. The Gemara concludes that shlish based, it's not.
So that's what he's saying. So it's mashma that even shlish.
How is it more, I guess the question is, how is it more mashma the first step than the second step?
Right. In other words, I agree with you. Maybe that's what you meant also, Shmuel. The Tosis breaks it up into two steps. He says it's mashma, the first thing, that you have to give all your money. And it's the afilo, and even this is also mashma. It's mashma, like the first step is the stronger mashmos, and the second step is an additional mashmos, second mashmos. The chayva, there's only one mashma. Like I gave the guys in shir a mashal. Okay, I'll give the same mashal because I can't think of a different mashal. I was sitting with a person, and I went to the bar, right? And I was sitting with an Arab fellow, and he seemed a little drunk, and he started talking about this flying and blowing up in the airplane. Okay, so I get a little nervous, so I call up the FBI. So I said, you know, I can't say for sure, but it was mashma from me that this guy wants to kill the pilot. And it was also mashma to me that he wants to kill all the passengers. Right? That would be a ridiculous way of talking. because there was no mashma he wants to kill the pilot. There was one mashma. He wants to blow up the whole airplane. You don't break it up into two separate points. Now, it's true that if you blow up the airplane, you also kill the pilot. But you wouldn't say, oh, it was mashma. I was having this conversation with a guy. He was drunk. And it sounded like he wants to kill the pilot. And you know what else? Even more than that, it also, and there was another mashmos that he wanted to kill everyone, right? There was one mashmos and he wanted to kill everyone, period. So Tosfos goes in and seems to say there are two mashmos. The first mashmos is that you don't have to give up all your money. And the second mashmos, which is it seems it's not as strong as a mashmos, is that you now have to give up a third of your money. L'chaira, there's only one mashma in the Gemara. So where's two mashmos? Why would there be a mashma? Wait. Let me finish my rant. Why is there a mashma? How could you have a mashma that you don't have to give up all your money, but you would have to give up a third of your money? If the Gemara is talking about mitzo veres, then it's mashma, even a third of your money you don't have to give up. And if it's not, if we're not talking about a mitzvah veris, then does that mashma anything? Okay. Do you people hear the question, or should I repeat the question? Anyone want me to repeat it? I know that's not.
Yeah, I don't know how if Rebbe can repeat it, because the way I'm understanding it, it's not exactly like Rebbe's mashal. I mean, it's not exactly the same.
Yeah, but it's like two different titles implies that he has two diyukim. His first diyuk is only ein tzarach levazeh kol memaino. If he only had made his first diyuk and he stopped there, you would say that ein tzarach levazeh kol memaino, but you are chayav levazeh is a third of your money. Then Tavis makes a second diyuk. Dafino shlish beso mashma deno mechayav. So it's a second step.
Right.
Mashma, there's a stopping point. That theoretically, you could be medayik from the Lashon and the Gemara that you don't have to spend all your money without being medayik that you don't have to spend a third of your money. Just like in my mashal, you could imply from what this person said that he wants to kill the pilot without necessarily implying that he wants to kill all the passengers. So there's two different things. First, he implied very, very strongly he wants to kill the pilot. And he also implied, there's a second mashmos, he wants to kill all the passengers. But it sounds like it's two different diyukim, two different mashmos. The chayra is one mashma. The Gemara wanted to learn Rav Huna, Rav Huna, shlish beiso for a mitzvah. And the Gemara says, that's not a pshat. So there's one mashma in the Gemara. It's only mashma because the Gemara is not mukhruf. The Gemara is talking about mitzvah varis. That's what we said. But there's one mashma that you don't have to spend a shlish for a mitzvah varis. Where's these two mashmas?
Could it be that he's comparing it to a los asay where you do have to give all your money? And therefore he's starting off by saying, first with mashma, it's not like a los asay that you have to give all your money. Not only that, you don't have to even give him a third of your money.
Yeah, but it doesn't answer the question yet, because it's true. It's mashma from Tisus that he would have in the beginning.
But he's comparing it to Losase, where you look.
I hear, but it's that's not what mashma from Tisus. It's mashma from Tisus that
maybe you could read the Gemara. Right. Yeah. Maybe you could read the Gemara that you have to give a shlish.
Yeah.
The only issue is giving three shlishes, and Rav Huna wasn't machalik. He said a shear for everything. So if you had three mitzvahs that came to you at once, you have to give a third for each, and that's a problem, right?
Yeah.
So the Gemara asked him that you can give all your money. That can't be. So we got James Shad and Rav Huna. Not that Rav Huna couldn't have said a shear that you can give the first shlish. That may be okay, but the problem is Rav Huna didn't say that. He just said one shear. So if you had
Gemara three of the smash, that happens to be good. So far, you're saying what I said, but now let's see how good you're going to go. So now, what type is the second diyuk?
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking about that. One second.
While you think about
Maybe I had it totally.
Okay.
Peso.
Okay.
It's not mashable like that.
I'll say what he said. We said the same thing in share. We said.
That, yeah, I had a different shot.
What did you get?
No, I was just thinking that maybe it's not Pashit that the Gemara is talking, the meaning the Tosas thing that the Gemara is not talking about a mitzvah veris.
Yes, but it's so Pashit.
No, because it's such a Pashit step in the Gemara. So if it's such a Pashit step in the Gemara, then mashma that you could also make that, you could extend that to a mitzvah veris as well.
Why?
Because it's so Pashit.
I don't know. That's true. You know, right. Taibis' whole point is that it's not so pashit. So how can you just
extend it? It's not so pashit to extend it because it's pashit by not a mitzvah veris. So it's mashma that you could also extend it to mitzvah veris because it's so pashit by non veris.
I'm not ready. I wouldn't like that so much. Let me say over what he said. We'll say what the
yeah, I have a shot.
Okay, but let's first say the first step. I wanted to say like this, that in general, the Gemara is a little strange. Rav Yehuda, Rav Zeira, said mitzvah atshlich. Now, the Gemara comes along and asks the question, the Gemara doesn't say that that can't be intrinsically. The Gemara says, you know why it can't be? And a me'ata, so the mashmos of the Gemara is mashma that lu yisur, it wasn't possible for three mitzvahs to come. We know that never happens. It's physically impossible. I don't know. The Gemara would have no problem. There's no problem in saying that for one mitzvah you have to spend a shlish. The Gemara is ready to live with that. The Gemara's problem is that if you had, according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, if you have three mitzvahs, then you're going to have to spend all your money. And the Gemara is really objecting to the fact that you have to spend all your money. So the Gemara, what's the Gemara's kasha? So why? Right, that's what the Gemara, that's the mashmalos of the Gemara. The Gemara is enemeata, imitzramile, tlusa mitzvah. The Gemara doesn't say, well, it can't be, you don't spend the third. The Gemara says, you don't spend all your money. So why did the Gemara just say that Rav Huna only means for the first mitzvah you spend the third, and after that you're potter? I think that would be the way by staka, right? By staka, there's a shear, we say a fifth, right? Taivis brings, and Taivis, you're not supposed to get more than a fifth. So an anik comes knocking on your door, assuming it's really, really a good cause, the person's desperate, it's because nefesh, whatever it is, I don't know. So theoretically, it could be you give the first ani a fifth of your money. Then when the second comes, you say, listen, sorry, no money left. You know, you don't say, well, if you give the first ani the fifth, so then you're going to be poor when you have five ani in. No, the first one gets a fifth and the rest get nothing. So what's the Gemara's kasha on Rav Huna? Maybe it just means for one mitzvah, the first mitzvah you do a shlish, and then you stop there. So Chaim is saying it's because Rav, he didn't say for the first mitzvah. So his stimas haloshin or Rav Zera Rav Huna is mashma, he's talking about every mitzvah. So he's mashma is about the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth mitzvah. So he's saying if he's talking about every single mitzvah, this is the Gemara's kasha. You're talking about every single mitzvah, not just the first mitzvah. You're talking about every single mitzvah. And you're saying that every single mitzvah, you have to give a shlis of your money. So then it would come out that if you have three mitzvahs, you'll go broke. You come out, you have three mitzvahs, you go broke. That can't be. So what the Gemara is really, so Taibis is diik, first diik is very good. We see the Gemara only objects to spending all your money. Gemara never had an objection to demanding a third of your money. If you would spend a third of your money and stop there, they'd be fine. The whole objection is, it's clear in the Gemara's lashon. So then I asked Chaim, so good, that sounds so good. So then what's type is the second diak? That's it's you don't have to give even a third of your money.
Maybe Tosis feels that it's that saying that Ravuna just meant the first one was not such a horrible thing to say in Ravuna. And the Gemara should have given that answer. In fact, the Gemara didn't give that answer. Is not probably not because it's not mashman the lashon of Ravuna, but rather because the Gemara didn't think it was true.
Right. Okay. Now there's the same reason why we're saying Tavis is medayik that mitzvah beres. Why did the Gemara give that answer? Now there's why obviously the Gemara is learning Ravuna, Rav Zera, speaking by all the mitzvahs, because that's why the Gemara says in Mitzrayimini Tlasa Mitzvasa. But okay, so you're saying is, but Taibis feels that that's not such a strong mashmos. Yeah, I hear. So therefore, Taibis says if the din would be, so that's a much weaker diak. Whereas the first diak is Beferish and the Gemara. The Gemara says Beferish that you don't have to spend all your money. That's the Gemara says. You don't have to spend all your money even for three mitzvahs. So if you don't have to spend all your money for three mitzvahs, you surely don't have to spend all your money for one mitzvah. But then Titus goes back and says, but why did the Gemara answer? That's what Chaim said. Why did the Gemara answer that Ravuna, why don't the Gemara answer that he was talking about one mitzvah? Because it's not mashma. Okay, so make a slight daichik. Must be the Gemara held that even for one mitzvah, you don't have to give a third. The Gemara didn't say that pshat in Rav Huna because they knew it was wrong. So that's Davis's two diyukim. It happens to me that that's exactly what I said and shared today. So I don't like it because
I'm not getting paid the big bucks for this.
That's right. You know, like makes me feel like so what am I giving? What's my giving share if a guy's without off the cuff without thinking say my share? So what am I getting paid for?
L'chara Chaim spent a lot of time on this last night, and it was only through a lot of harva that he came up with this, and he was going to say it anyway, even if Rabbi Adin asked.
No. The answer is that there's supposedly. I don't remember where it is. It's a base Yosef. I forgot where how it goes. The Malach told it that the base Yosef said some Chiddush. No, how's it go? Someone must remember it. Sorry, the base Yosef, and then
Then
someone else said the exact same thing, and he was a little depressed. It was a Malach. I think the Maggid told him. The Malach told that it shouldn't be depressed because once you were Mechanish it. So it's in the atmosphere. So that's why the other person was able to know it. No, there's such a story somewhere. I think it was the
Thank you, then. Thank you.
So I put it in the atmosphere. Except the other thing is we're in a different city. I don't know if my atmosphere would carry over to a different
Zoom.
City.
It carries via Zoom, Rebbe.
Okay. Anyway, but Lamaisa, that's what we said. I think that's a good answer.
The second diak as far as the third? Lamaisa, the fact is it seems to say that you could do a third, right?
No, it doesn't say. It doesn't say the Gemara never speaks about it, but we're saying, I think it nicely, that the Gemara could have. Rav Huna was ambiguous. We're trying to figure out what he meant. So the Gemara, rather than switching him to speak by his mitzvah, which apparently they thought he's speaking by regular mitzvah, the Gemara should have come back and just said, that he's speaking only about one mitzvah, not about three mitzvahs. Obviously, the Gemara thought that he's speaking by three mitzvahs, by continuously. You see that from the Gemara. But it's not such a terrible daichik to say that he was only speaking about the first and then you stop. When we say, staka ad chaymesh, we're talking about only the first one, theoretically. So it's not such a terrible daichik. So therefore, the fact that the Gemara didn't answer that and come along and defend Rav Huna and say, you know what Rav Huna meant? He meant that for one mitzvah or for all, you know, up to you spend for mitzvahs up to a third. You spend on the first mitzvah, you spend on the third. And then you say, listen, the fund is depleted. That's it. First mitzvah, you spend as much as you're obligated to spend up to a third. Just like by stocka, you're up to a fifth. The first one comes, you have to spend whatever you need up to a third to get the mitzvah. So mitzvah overis, you got to spend up to a third. The second mitzvah comes, you're allowed to say this, and I spent, my mitzvah account is broke.
What happened to the calculation of the third remaining?
So the fact that where I didn't answer that proves that that's also not true. That you don't have to spend even a third, even for one mitzvah. I'm sorry, what, Shmuel?
Did we ever mention the calculation of the third of the remaining estate?
Like, why? Yeah, okay, I don't know. You guys are accountants. It's not fair. I don't know. You're saying it's a three mitzvah, so it's anyway, it wouldn't be zero. It would be
technically impossible to ever reach all of his money because it'll just be a continuing third, approaching limit is approaching infinity.
Okay, maybe the issue is like three at once.
What?
Maybe the issue is a three b'vasachas.
Okay, I don't know. But anyway, the Gemara, that's Tamakash on the Gemara. That's really not connected to Tysus. So that's, I think we should leave that.
Can I ask a separate question, which I'm not sure if it's connected to this Tysus, maybe it's not, but when we're going to respond and say Ella Amar Abzer, is that saying it's instead of the first statement or a separate statement or what?
We're changing Pshat and Rav Zeira.
And the fact that it doesn't say Rav Zeira Amar Rav Puna the second time, that doesn't mean anything?
Yes, that is correct. It's changing Pshat. Ella Amar Rav Zeira, this is Ella, that's what the Ella means, that we're changing Pshat. We're dropping the first shot, and we're changing shot.
And we're not mentioning Rav Puna because?
Because they left him out. You know? Sometimes.
You already said him. Right?
Yeah. What can you do?
Shorthands.
Nah, I said. That's what happened. You know, strange things happen in life. So that's what happened. They left him out. They shouldn't have left him out. You're right. Maybe good alignment. That's a Purim dry tire. So they shouldn't have left Rav Huna out. After all, he's the main person here. But they did. Kasha Maisa.
Could it be that instead we're saying that we knew the second statement for Zera and we're being machadish that the second statement really is the same as the first statement? Is that what it really meant?
I don't know.
We had a separate statement on Rosario, so he said that thing he said named Rahuna, really it's the same thing as we have a quoted from him from saying a different time.
I don't think that's well, I don't know. Okay, if you find someone that says that, but otherwise I'm gonna read the Gemara Kipshuto.
All right, so Tosis is telling us that
the mice at the end of the day. I left it up, and that's just the way it is.
So the mice at the end of the day, Tosis is telling us the fact that we revert and say it's talking about Hidra Mitzvah. So then we cannot conclude that you can spend a third, and he's going to say, Hagufa, you can spend a fifth.
Wait, okay, now let's keep on reading Tysus. So Tysus says...
Before Rebbe goes further, I'm not sure, maybe it's just me, but how could you understand it any other way? That Tysus says, Mashma Shlish Beso, Lo Machayev. How could you read the Gemara where Shlish Beso, you are Machayev?
Because we say that the max is Shlish Beso, Rav Huna and Rav Zeira were talking about, it was giving a shear for all the mitzvahs. So when he said it's a third, that would mean more than a third, because if it's, since a person has, it's very often he has three mitzvahs, if you say a third, what you're really saying, you have to give all your mitzvahs. Saying a third is saying that for one mitzvah you do a third, but for three mitzvahs you do all your mitzvah money, and that the Gemara objects to. Let's say by staka, when we say a staka at chaimish, it doesn't mean for one ani, it means all your 50 aniyim. At the end of the day, if you have 50 aniyim, once you reach a chaimish, you stop. But when Rav, he said a third, he didn't say you stop. The Gemara is not learning that you stop at a third. The Gemara is not learning that for each mitzvah you do a third, and when you get to the third mitzvah, you stop because then you have no money left. So that is what the Gemara is objecting to, that imisramile tlosa mitzvasa, that already can't be. to say that for three mitzvahs, each one you have to give a third, and at the end of the day you're left with no money, that's very strange. But if to say that just for one mitzvah you have to do a third, and after that you can put out a sign, sorry, bank closed, that the Gemara really would not have objected to.
So then why is the Gemara, why is it slugged up?
Because the Gemara felt that the Lashon, that's not the Kasha, I'm saying, stop, you have to have that Kasha on the Gemara. The Gemara slugged up Rav Ash, Rav Zerim, Rav Ahuna, with the question, is Rami and Eitzelasa Mitzvasa, L'chai Nekuda Besa. So I'll group ask you on the Gemara, what's the Gemara's Kasha? Maybe he only meant for the first mitzvah. So how did the Gemara shlug him up? It's not a kasha on the Gemara.
We say in the Gemara that the Gemara says it's not possible.
Why isn't it possible? Why? Sounds good and possible to me. So the answer has to be because the Lashon of Rav Huna was not mashma that way. Because Rav Huna didn't say the first mitzvah. He said the mitzvah ad shlish, and it's mashma. Every mitzvah is ad shlish. First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth. A hundredth, every mitzvah is atchlish. That's what's mashma.
So then we should come out of the Gemara, we change Rav Zera's pshat, but we still hold of the halacha that atchlish?
No. Not like we don't hold to atchlish. The Gemara read Rav Zera that he's saying each mitzvah is atchlish. I'm talking about Tavis's first diyuk, not the second diyuk. Tavis's first diyuk. The Gemara read Rav Zeir and Rav Huna that he's talking about all the mitzvahs. And he's saying each mitzvah is ad shlish, which means that when you finish all your three mitzvahs, you have no money left, except for Shmuel's kasha and the mathematics, which I'm not answering. I don't know the answer. So the Gemara's kasha is, if that's the case, that can't be because you don't have to give all your money. So you see that the Gemara's objection is only against giving all your money. The Gemara didn't object to the fact that on the first mitzvah in a vacuum, you gave a third of your money. Gemara didn't seem to be bothered by that. They only were bothered by the fact that when you get to number three, you have no money left. So that's Tavis's diak, first diak. The Gemara, the only thing that seems to be off is that you don't have to spend all your money. Now, so that proves, obviously, you don't have to spend all your money for a mitzvah veres. If you had to spend all your money for a mitzvah veres, so then the Gemara would have no problem. Because good, when you spend three mitzvahs, you end up spending all your money. You have to spend all your money. So the obviously from the Gemara, you see that you do not have to spend all your money for a mitzvah veres. That you see. More than that, you don't see. It could be that the share is, and you have to spend half your money. Could be the share is a quarter of your money, two thirds of your money. We don't know. The Gemara's only objection is because they read Rav Yehuda saying that you have to spend all your money. That was Tavis's first thing.
That it is a shlug up?
What?
Tosa's second mashmos is that it is a shlug up?
Tavis's second mashmos is that why didn't the Gemara come along and defend it themselves? In other words, they could have defended themselves by saying that Rav Huna was talking about only the first mitzvah. And in Achinami, you stop after the first mitzvah. It's not such a horrible dray in the Lashon. Obviously, the Gemara didn't read it that way, but why didn't they? So his second diak is, because if they would have, obviously, there must be the Gemara didn't read it that way because they knew that's also wrong. So that's Tavis's two diukim, right? Okay. Right, in other words, so let's go further. So far what we did is we just pointed out, just to say quickly, that Tavis has two diukim. His first diuk is that you don't have to spend all your money. And that's diak is from the Gemara said in Misramile Twasa Mitzvasa Nasev the Kula Basin. So obviously the Gemara feels you can't spend Kula Basin. And then he has a second diak that you don't even have to spend a third of your money, because otherwise the Gemara should have come back and said that Rav Huda was only speaking and was not talking about doing three mitzvahs. He was only speaking about doing one mitzvah. Okay. Now, Taivis is very strange. Now we get into the real interesting part of Taivis. Rina Nami, Hamivazes, Al Yivazes, Yosem Echaimesh. What is this? This is a Gemara in Suvitz. Right? Gemara in Suvitz. Now, the Gemara in Suvitz says, Ayivazes, Al Yivazes, Yosem Echaimesh. So what does Taivis want to prove from this Gemara in Suvis? It's going to get a Gemara in Suvis. What is Taivis proving from here?
I think he's trying to prove that even...
What?
I think he's trying to prove that, he is minimizing the amount even further.
Yeah, okay. So the first thing he's trying to prove for sure is that he's minimizing the amount, that it going down from... Not only don't you have to spend a third, but you don't even have to spend a fifth. What's his raya? Because over there it says that amivaze is more than a fifth. And
what's it talking about over there?
Not clear. That's what I'm looking. So it's Parshat either the Gemara is the Rashi says it's talking about staka. So,
but isn't there a problem talking about stucca? Because Pashas of stucca is not talking about beso, it's talking about his income. No, I mean, when we talk about meiser, what?
I don't know.
No, but I'm saying when we talk about meiser, it's not 10% of all your assets, it's 10% of your income or 20%.
I don't know.
Isn't that the
Rashi? Rashi says, Mechoimesh Nechosav, just for the record.
Does that mean that someone has to give Meiser up to a fifth of his assets?
We didn't say you have to. It says over there, it's talking about Al Yivazes. It's
okay, so
else.
The Chiva Meiser would be a tenth of his income, but the maximum would be a fifth of his assets?
That sounds right.
That's a lot more. That's a lot more than double.
Okay.
Most pieces.
Okay.
Guy could be worth $50 billion, but he only makes $10 million a year.
Okay, fine. I hear. Anyways, but let's go back. So Taisus is learning. I don't know. I'm not sure. Is Taisus learning? What's his raya for the Gemara in Suvis? Either because he's learning the Gemara, as Rashi says, the Gemara in Suvis about staka. So either Taisus is arguing at Rashi, and he's learning that the Gemara in Suvis is talking about all mitzvahs, or he feels that there's no difference between staka and any other mitzvah. So he knows that Rashi is talking about staka. But what's the difference? Stuck is a mitzvah and everything else is a mitzvah. Now, there's something else you can see from that Gemara, besides that the shear goes down to a third, to a fifth. What else do you see from that Gemara that changes? According to Chara, if you're bringing in that Gemara in Suvis, what else?
It's not only what you're allowed to, it's telling you you're not allowed to go
right
to the point.
Right. In other words, the Chara, till now, Taivis was discussing what are you obligated to ain sarach levazes kol memayno. Taivis is mashma that in his till now, if you want to spend all your money, kol hakavod, very nice. It's a very you're that's really the way we were learning. That's what said yesterday that it's a question of tzar. So you're not obligated to be mitzayir, but you want to be meiser nefesh. You can be meiser nefesh. So till now, Taivis is just saying that it's mashma, you don't ain sarach, you don't have to spend kol memayno, and it's mashma that you're lo mechayiv, even the same lo mechayiv and ain sarach chayiv is the same thing. I don't know why Taivis changes his words, but it seems afilo shlish beiso lo mechayiv. But now that he's bringing the Gemara in Sukkah, so he's changing, he's changing the topic. Why does he change the topic? So the Chayra, he doesn't mean to change the topic. It just, he's really, it happens to be that that's the topic over there. It's a Kal V'Chomer. Now there's a Chayra, Taivis's topic, it's really, if I want to ask you, what is the topic of Taivis? Taivis's topic is, what are you tzarach? It happens to me that Ksuvis is an overkill. That Ksuvis says that you're Ayyavazes. But Taivis's Pasha is not really interested in all your vases. Tosis is basically l'chara interested in that it lowers the share there to a fifth. Right? Okay. So now there's a tremendous problem on Tosis. What's the problem? By stucco, what are you obligated? Everyone knows. What?
Meiser.
Meiser. How do you know?
It's famous.
I don't know how you know. It must say so somewhere. I assume it says so
somewhere. It's Darshan from Asr to Asr, but Asr doesn't really mean that literally.
Okay, I'm assuming it says so.
Don't we learn it from Yaakov Avinu? Yeah.
Okay, I assume it says so. I'm sure it must say so. So why, if Tysus's agenda, the agenda of Tysus is to say, what's your tzarech, how much you have to spend. So he goes to the Gemara in Suvis and says, look, says you don't have to spend a fifth. Why did he go to this other Gemara and says you don't even have to spend a tenth?
Isn't it over there talking about
anything? Again, there's a mitzvah to give a tenth of your money to poor people. But that's even if they're not coming to you. No one's
there. You don't have to give more than a tenth, no.
But again, no. That's a specific mitzvah to give a tenth. Once you
Tzivos should have said, just in his Tzivos agenda is to find how much it's start up to give. And Tzivos says, I can learn from Staka. Even though the Gemara in Tzivos is talking about Staka, Tzivos apparently holds that Staka and all mitzvahs are the same. Doesn't start making chilukim. So the Gemara says you don't give more than a fifth. Oh, so you don't give more than a fifth. So by all means, it's the same. So why doesn't Taisa say, well, by Staka, you're not, how much are you obligated to give for all mitzvahs? The same that you're obligated to give for Staka.
No, because
my Taisa
is comparing mitzvahs to Staka. Manasha. If Tzivos holds that mitzvahs and stock are not the same, so then he can't bring a raya from Ayimivazev, Ayivazev, Yosef Mechaimish. That's by Staka. Staka is maybe not called the mitzvah of Eretz. I don't know. Maybe it's a different gather. Who's, I don't know. I'm not sure that Staka, we would define it as a mitzvah of Eretz. There's many other opportunities to get Staka. If Tzivos, the mitzvah Tzivos somehow or another holds, and not somehow, Tzivos seems to hold that Staka is, we can compare mitzvah overis to Staka. And therefore, if it says, I evazev yoser mechaymish, so I can learn out to every mitzvah, it should be more than chaymish. So if Tzivos' agenda in the beginning of Tzivos was to know, to agenda is how much are you allowed to spend? So it's very nice. Tzivos goes to Ksuvis, because that tells me how much you're allowed to spend. But Tzivos' agenda, we see from the beginning of Tzivos, was not how much you're allowed to spend. Tzivos' agenda was how much are you obligated to spend. So the Chayra, Tzivos should have gone ahead and he should have said, instead of quoting the Gemara in Ksuvis that says that you're obligated, you're not allowed to give more than a fifth, he should have gone to this other Gemara, wherever that is, and says you're not obligated to give more than a tenth. Right. And it should have said that who had been by other mitzvahs, more than a tenth.
Rabbi, by tzedakah, it could be that the mitzvah is to give 10%, to give a tenth. But that doesn't mean that other mitzvahs you don't have to give more. But if, even by tzedakah, we say you're not allowed to give more than a fifth because of the fact that it's going to make you nistaris from the tzibur or whatever else it is, so that's svara of saying that you're not allowed to give more than a fifth, then it must be you're not required to give more than a fifth for anything. But just because it's 10% by tzedakah, it could be another mitzvah has a larger shear. But if the svara of not giving more than a fifth is because it's going to cause you to become nisparnes, so that's saying you're not allowed to give more than a fifth. So it must be that there's no mitzvah that's going to require you to give more than a fifth because you're not allowed to give more than a fifth for the case of tzedakah.
Okay, I actually hear what you're saying. So you're saying that the fact that staka is a 10, isn't every mitzvah could have, that could be a particular shear in staka. There's a pasuk by Yaakov. There's a sukkah. The sukkah is mitzayer potem and sukkah. Okay, so whatever. So there are different mitzvahs can have different shiurim. So, you know, I mean, mitzayer by we usually learn mitzayer potem and sukkah because the chisaron of teshu came to dudo. But there are achrayim that learn that it's a ptur in tsar. Nothing to do with teshu came to dudo. And if you want to sit there, you could. You're just not obligated. It's just that's not the usual pshat, but the Aruch Lanier, I think, is such a pshat, whatever. That I once heard a whole shir on that. That it's a machlokes achrayim. So it could be there's it shayet such a thing that different mitzvahs have different shiurim. How much you're obligated to spend on that mitzvah? So the mitzvah of sukkah, the fee of how much you have to spend is from its sire. The mitzvah of tzedakah is for a tenth. If you have a pasuk, other mitzvahs is a different share. You know that it's saying that we're not taivis. We're not learn out because taivis understands that if you have a pasuk by tzedakah, so that's every tzedakah. Now we don't necessarily make a binyan out to everywhere else, but there's no pasuk that says that tzedakah you don't get more than a fifth. That's fakir. The shia chazal on their own, beusha hitkinu. It was a takana derabanan that they felt that even the Torah doesn't say you can't. The Rabbanan felt it's wrong to spend more than a fifth. So that means what you're saying that there's a certain inherent yashris, not because it's staka, because staka has nothing to do with a fifth. Staka has to do with a tenth. So where did Usha Hitzkinu to say that you don't have to spend a fifth must be that there's something intrinsically wrong with spending a fifth of your money, because when you spend a fifth of your money, you're getting yourself too close to the danger zone of becoming an ani. And an ani is not only apparently what I think out of Max yesterday, we have to obviously change that it's not just as a degree of tsar. But the Torah, the Rabban, the Chazal feel it's wrong to be an ani. It's bad to be an ani. We don't, even if you want to become an ani, we don't let you. We have a takana that can't give more than a fifth. Why? Because you might become an ani. So I'm ready to be Meister Nefesh. No, you can't. We don't allow this Mesiris Nefesh. It's not proper Mesiris Nefesh. So if it's improper Mesiris Nefesh by Staka, then who then is improper and mysterious nefesh by every mitzvah?
Except there could be another fault in this. The other fault in this is that there could be there's something specifically by tzedakah where you say, don't give so much tzedakah that you're going to need to be collecting tzedakah yourself. And maybe okay.
Obviously, Taibis don't hold like that.
Right.
Taibis doesn't hold that way. So what we're coming out, if we are right, is that, according to Taibis, we can only prove that the shear is that you're not obligated to give more than a fifth. But we have absolutely no indication whatsoever as far as giving more as far as a tenth, right? Now, if we have a minute, we have a few minutes. So that's quickly, right? But you people, you hear this is that's the mashmalos of Tosis.
I can hear Tosis holds that like Binyamin Pesach was saying that tzedakah is different than all mitzvahs, but I'm proving from tzedakah, very good that tzedakah, it says you're not allowed to give more. And of course, by other mitzvahs is different than tzedakah, you would be able to be meiser nefesh, but you see that there's a limit, yet you still see that there's a limit. So Tosis could be agreeing that there's a difference.
Still shitoscha, that you want to make that you're allowed to be meiser nefesh by other mitzvahs. Okay, I don't know. But but let's just stick to the point that we're sticking with, because you're arguing on a different point. You're arguing whether we can learn out from tzuvis that it's usher by other mitzvahs. Okay, that's a valid discussion, which we have to look in the Shulchan Aruch too. But one thing, l'chaira, we're saying that it's the mashmos of Taisus is mashma that the shear of a mitzvah is not a tenth. Because if the shear of a mitzvah of a tenth, because you learn out from Stokka, then Taibis should have quoted those Gemaras. Why does Taibis suffice with going to Ksuvis? Right? That's what we're saying. So we're saying that.
Give me a chance.
That's what we're saying. In other words, the fact that Taibis picked the Gemara in Ksuvis, I'm a Vazayavad Yosef Echaimish. He doesn't pick the Gemara, whichever it is, a Gemara in X place, that says that you don't spend more than a tenth. So we're saying that obviously Taibis felt that he had no raya. So we don't know from Taibis. Taibis doesn't tell you what the share is. He just says it's something more than a fifth. Right? Now, if you look quickly, I just want to go the quick, because you look quickly, it's very beautiful on this sheet that I send you. I don't know if you have it, but I hope you have it. So Rabbi Yosef Cairo brings in the Beis Yosef on the second to the last small line. He says, Rabbeinu Yeruchim Kosav Varam Eid of the Sivya Gibel, Vesayv Kosav Umikomakom Be'ezer Nechosav Hayav Liknoso, that you're obligated to spend, they're obligated to spend a tenth. Says the Beis Yosef, "Velo yadati minayino," which Parshat Shat means, you know, not clear. He doesn't say what, but Parshat Shat is, he means, I don't know where he gets the shear of a tenth. Where does he get the shear of a tenth? Where does a tenth come from? No one ever says anything about a tenth. So if you look in this fancy edition, this is the new fancy tour. So we got a 3 on the bottom. Ayin b'magen Avram u'mevigda yesha u'be'eri orab akasav tekudaimet yimidaimet lo saimo kaimei mashesiem rabbeinu yeruchim v'ezer kimoshe perashi b'staka, that the rabbeinu yeruchim says that he learned it from Stokka, Pirich. Kamo b'Stokka m'chuyi v'litei ma'iser v'choy mishnem ha'mevazi, but you're obligated to give a tenth. Who would be mitzvah? D'amo le yoyse mechomish, who would be in a ma'iser? Okay, so the way he's saying that, your rabbi is saying that Rabbeinu Yeruchim is learning out from Stokka both points. Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that's at least the way he's gripping Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the Or Rabba, that Rabbeinu Yeruchim is holding that we learn both points from Stokka. We learn from Stokka that you're not supposed to give more than a fifth. And we learn from Stokka that you're not obligated to give more than a tenth. While the Beis Yosef, who obviously, I mean, maybe he's saying he didn't have this keres on Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Okay, but he also knew the halacha of Stokka. So the Beis Yosef says, "Eini yodea minayino," like "Eini yodea midati minayino." So it's very nice. In other words, what Binyamin Simon is saying, which I hear very well, that's Pashas of Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef is saying there's no mikor for a tenth. You can't learn out from Stokka. Rabbeinu Yeruchim, by the way, this is a Rishon, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, not to be confused. Rabbeinu Yeruchim, who's a Rishon, he says that there is a mekor to learn out of tenth because you learn from Stokka. But Pashtus, Taisus, disagrees with him. Pashtus are Taisus. The fact that Taisus doesn't bring such a din is really proving that Taibis agrees to the Beis Yosef, not the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, because that's what we're saying, that and there is no raya from Stokka.
The fact that the tenth is of your income and the fifth is of Beso, Lachor plays into effect here also. Meaning the reason the share is one tenth of his income is specifically for my share. It's like you're taking your money, which you quote unquote earned, and you give 10%. But it doesn't mean that every mitzvah you have to give 10%. You know, you have to do 10 mitzvahs a year, and that's it. You're going to do. It makes more sense of looking at all your money you have. Can I afford to do this mitzvah or not? If this last year was better than this year, and I still have a lot of money in the bank, so then I should do the mitzvah. Why not do the mitzvah? But my ma'aser, I don't have to give because ma'aser is specifically connected to the income.
Okay. I don't know. I hear, but I'm not I don't know. You know, as far as, okay, maybe that's as far. I don't know. But I'm just saying it's very interesting that it seems to me it's a machlokes, the Beis Yosef versus Rabbeinu Yeruchim, or at least the way the Eyor Rabba gripped Rabbeinu Yeruchim. I suspect that the Beis Yosef read Rabbeinu Yeruchim differently, because he says that he means, you know, the Eyor Rabba says the Beis Yosef didn't read the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, but the Beis Yosef quotes the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. So I don't know, it sounds, you know, so I suspect that there's another way of how to read Rabbeinu Yeruchim. But leaving that as it be, you know, that's not for today. How you know, to relook at Rabbeinu Yeruchim inside and see how the Beis Yosef read Rabbeinu Yeruchim. That would be an interesting shayla.
But Mr. Brutus has the whole the viralach on the Beis Yosef's grasp of the
yeah, okay. I don't remember, but I believe you. There's also a piece in the Be'er of Yudim on it, that I remember. But the Maisa, that's a different sugya. How the Beis Yosef read Rabbeinu Yeruchim. But the Maisa, what you see is a very interesting thing, is that there's a definitely room for a machlokes and svara. Do you learn from Staka that the chiyuv is a tenth? The Beis Yosef apparently held that you can't learn that from Staka. And Pashta and the Rabbeinu Yeruchim holds you could. Pashtas, Artivis is a riot to the Beis Yosef. It could be a Rab also agrees that Artivis is a riot to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, to Tisus. I mean, that Artivis is a riot to the Beis Yosef. He's just saying that the you know, the your Rab is just saying, when you're asking where the Yeruchim get it from, I'll tell you where he got it from. But obviously, Tisus doesn't agree.
Why didn't our Gemara ask from Staka?
What?
Why didn't our Gemara ask from Staka?
From Amavaze, Vayavaze, Yosef.
Or from Meister, according to...
I can't answer that question because there are certain questions that are impossible to answer. Because how are you going to answer that question? The only way you're going to answer it theoretically is to say that it's not a good raya. The Amavaze, Vayavaze, Yosef, is not a good raya. But you can't say it's not a good raya because Tavis says it is a good raya.
You don't ask a question from Bakias if it doesn't make sense, Menino Bay.
Right. So you just have to say that they didn't ask it. They didn't ask it.
It's not a Mishnah. It's another Gemara.
Right. I agree. In other words,
who can argue on the Gemara?
That's what I meant. You know, the structure to come up with some reason why they didn't ask is impossible because Tavis says it's a good raya. So you just have to say they didn't ask because they didn't ask. Right, the guys are saying, okay, there's a membra. It could be they could have asked, it's a membra. It might be a brisa or some kind of membra, but okay, you know, they don't have to ask. Okay, anyway, but it's very interesting. So let's just summarize. So we have like this, and then we'll get to, because we still got 2 minutes, we'll get to Avram Max's point. So well, it comes out halacha, not the maisa, because we didn't get to halacha the maisa. But halacha the maisa in Tisus is that Tisus holds that for a mitzvah you don't have to spend more than a fifth. We don't know where exactly the cutoff point is, but it's not necessarily a tenth. He doesn't agree with that. Okay, now the question is, would Tisus hold that you're not allowed to spend more than a fifth? So Parshipshat, Pashtas, is since Tisus quotes that Gemara of Tzuvas, and he applies it to our case of mitzvahs. So Tisus feels that whatever you see over there applies over here. So Pashtas, just like over there, it says that you're not allowed to spend more than a fifth, because so that would seem to prove that Tisus holds that it's usher to spend more than a fifth. Okay, so you wanted to say that that's not muchruch, Avram?
I there's a few different steps here that I'm very confused at, because again, we wanna definitely, you know, venture to the possibility that tzedakah is totally different than other mitzvahs.
But you can't say it's totally different because then Tavis doesn't have a raya.
The raya is that there's such a thing as a limit.
Okay, but that limits by tzedakah, not by anywhere else. So apparently Tisus equates that Gemara to all mitzvahs, because Tisus holds that Staka is no worse. In other words, Staka either Tivis feels, sounds like Tivis feels that Stalka is also a mitzvah of Eretz, because this Ani is knocking on your door. He needs a mitzvah now, Stalka now. It's like it's a chiyuv to give him. The fact that there'll be another Ani tomorrow is not relevant. Still a mitzvah of Eretz. And he's equating the two Gemaras. So the Chayra, just like he's equating that Gemara to other mitzvahs as far as the shear, that you're not obligated. So the Chayra is also equating that you're not allowed.
Rebbe, although you could say, I think I hear what I'm saying before.
They discuss this. It's not Pashas, that's a good right, but I don't think in reality it's accepted. Yeah,
because you can say that it doesn't make sense, the by tzedakah, that you're not allowed to give more than a fifth, but then in other cases you're required to give more than a fifth. But that doesn't mean that just because you're not allowed to give by tzedakah, that you're not allowed to give in other cases.
Okay, but that sounds a little fluky. Like, once
why?
Ready,
it makes sense to say we're not going to hire more than a fifth.
Once you're ready to split between tzedakah and other mitzvahs, so then how do you know what...
You're not going to say that you're not allowed to spend more than a fifth when other mitzvahs, you're mechuyev to spend more than a fifth. It doesn't make sense. But okay, just because you're not allowed to, that doesn't mean that you're not allowed to for any other mitzvah.
I hear, but I'm
particularly
not,
when there's a svar to say...
I agree with you once today. Wait, how many times do you want me to agree with you?
No, you can't set a record, Rebbe.
You can't put
Guinness
your
record.
Luck. I agree to Chaim Gordon once today, and I agree to you once today. I'm ready. You know, I'm ready.
Rebbe agreed on
it's before the weekend. Rebbe, you're coming before the weekend.
On a few steps, though.
What?
Rebbe agreed to me on a few steps.
But with one big piece of Torah.
Okay.
Can we say there's guidance from the Torah of how to diversify our schusim? Like, you can't spend over a fifth on tzedakah because there are numerous mitzvahs that will fall by the wayside if no funds remain.
Yeah.
So, how does it help us? I'm not sure. But it sounds like it's quality guidance.
And by any mitzvah, you spend a fifth on a lulav. Also all the mitzvahs will fall by the wayside. So the chayra we should be able to learn out. Okay, we'll have to look at when we get to the Shulchan Aruch. It would seem pashtus that we could learn out from Tosfos that you're not allowed to spend more. Let's just finish Tosfos and then let's go back. Then it says, "Ubisukah chashiv le'rabusa the regamliel shikana esrik be'erev zuz." Now, what was erev zuz? Was that how much was erev zuz? So apparently Tosfos must be holding that was a good percentage of his money, right? Otherwise, what's Tosfos' raya? So was that equal to a chaimesh or less than a chaimesh?
Maybe the fact that came up with that amount, it means it doesn't, it's regardless of how much money.
Pashas, it has to be what Tivis takes for granted that was more than a chaimesh. Otherwise, what's Tivis' point? What's Tivis' point? I mean, I don't know, Tivis has
it's gotta be less than a chaimesh.
It's less than a chaimesh. Maybe it's less than a chaimesh. Tivis feels it's less than I take it back. I got my math wrong. In other words, you have to say like this. It will be more, if we are right, it will be more than a chaimish, it will be usher. Because we just said, hamivazeh, ayivazeh, yosem echaimish. So if it's more than a chaimish, it will be usher. But if Tarot says it's less than a chaimish, and that's why it was mutter. But still, it's a rabusa. So you see that it's that you're potter from a lot of money. The problem, I think that someone, okay. The question, what this gets into another interesting shaina, which I know we don't have time to go into. Does all these shiurim apply the same to people that are rich or poor, a rich person? Right, that was Benjamin Stein was sort of mentioning to the whole reason of not spending so much money is that you're going to become poor, and you might. But a chayra, if the guy is very wealthy, so even if he spends more than a fifth of his money, there's no problem. The guy has $1 million, so he's going to spend a fifth of his money. He'll still have a three quarter of $1 million, and that's so terrible. So the whole din of spending a fifth of your money shouldn't apply when the person's rich.
So
that's what I would have thought. But Rabbi Gamliel, the Chara was rich. So why is it? Taivis seems to be saying that Rabbi Gamliel was potter, and that's why he was a Rabusa. Why should Rabbi Gamliel have been potter? Rabbi Gamliel, the Chara was a Nasi. He was obviously quite rich. And okay, so why should he be potter?
Can everybody just explain again? I don't understand what this step in Tosis is doing.
Taivis is bringing another Raya that you don't have to spend that much money for a mitzvah. The agenda of this Taivis is not whether you're allowed to, but how much are you obligated? How much mitzvah money are you obligated? So first he brings a Raya, you don't have to spend all your money. Then he brings a Raya, you don't have to spend a third of your money. Then he brings a Raya, you don't have to spend a fifth of your money. And now, assuming that Rabbi Gamliel was very wealthy, so a thousandth was even, let's say, less than a fifth of his money. So, and the Gemara says it's a reboot. So that means that Abidini was potter. So that would prove that you don't even have to spend a fifth of your money, less than a fifth of the money. But I'm just questioning if a thousand zuz was less than a fifth of his money, and that's why Davis is bringing this to prove that, look, you see, even a fifth you don't have to spend, or less than a fifth, that means that he had another 4,000 zuzim home. So then why in the world should there be a din that you're not supposed to spend more? The whole reason why you're not supposed to spend more is because of how you start with Brias. That's what we're assuming. So why should there be some din? The guy has 4,000 zuzim. I assume that's a lot of money, apparently. So it shouldn't be a din. I had this ma'isa. There was a ma'isa shayin. I guess I'll leave you with one of my great mistakes. Rabbi Nyman usually, doesn't take me along fundraising because I'm not a very good fundraiser. But there was a certain wealthy person on Miami Beach. Rabbi Nyman felt that the guy would be more mechubed if I came along. Okay, so I come along. So the rule is, whenever you ask a rich person for a donation, they always tell you how poor they are, right? That's the rule. They tell you about, hey, I have this problem, and my brother-in-law, my uncle, and my aunt, and I'm supporting 55 relatives through Koino, and I have no money. So that's, of course, where the guy started giving us a whole speech. So he starts saying, listen, what do you want from me? So I'm making up the numbers, but we'll say, I made $5 million this year. I paid 10% tax, or 20% tax. I think he said 20% tax. So I have $4 million. So how much stock do I have to give? You tell me, Rabbi, from $4 million. And I gave already, how much stock do I have to give? And $4 million. So he wanted me to say $400,000. And, he said, I gave it already. So he said, $4 million, probably around $2 million. you got $4 million. What are you doing? Is giving and stopping at the miser? No, he got so angry at me. Sometimes you're not supposed to start up with Gavirin. And he got angry at me, so I took it back. just joking. I really held it. You make $4 million every year, Miss Tommy. You should be giving more than 10% a year. He asked me, put me on this spot. So how much should I have? How much I supposed to get? I tell me I'm $2 million. Anyway, so we didn't get anything from him. I'm sorry. I blew it.
Did I send Rabbi Nami didn't ask?
He did. I know, maybe we got 10. I don't know what we got, but we didn't get too much.
So, Rabbi, in this Tysus, why can't we just say Pasha that Tysus has said that the maximum you have to give is 20%, but he doesn't know what the minimum, what the required amount is. So he's adding on top of that, you see, even amount that was less than a fifth, it said it was more than he had to. So that means that you're allowed to give up to a fifth, but you're not required to give up to a fifth.
Well, we don't know. He already brought a Raya. I mean, it could be just bringing another Raya.
No, the Raya is that's the maximum amount you're going to have to give as a fifth. Well, he didn't tell us what the minimum amount you have to require. What's the amount you're required to?
I know, so we don't know. That's what we're trying to figure out.
But he's telling us an amount which is less than a fifth, is saying that you see that he did it, obviously, therefore he was allowed to. It wasn't too much. And still said it was more. So there's obviously wiggle room between.
I'm agreeing with you. I agree. Yes, I agree. Okay. I don't keep you.